welcome to another epic episode of the Low Carb Universe Show. Woo-hoo! Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
So, are you feeling exactly the same feelings as I feel after this wonderful, magnificent, super awesome weekend with the keto ladies?
Probably.
I am energized. I am tired. I am super happy. I am full of impressions, and
it was so amazing.
Seventh heaven, you say in English, yeah?
Huh?
Seventh heaven,
you say in English. Seventh heaven. Yes. It was an absolutely unforgettable, amazing weekend that I think left an impression, at least on us, but I hope on many others as well, for a lifetime.
Yes,
the things that we talked about and the things that we shared and all these things, they still give me goosebumps.
Yes,
just thinking about it. But yeah, I gotta say, I'm still exhausted. last night I slept so long, I don't even know. Like, just because I've been so excited the whole time, yeah. So my body hasn't allowed me to sleep, maybe. And so I definitely did some catching up last night.
Ah, that sounds good.
Lovely.
Because we have a lot to do.
Still have a lot to do. And I think someone described it very well when they said that they have post-keto lady syndrome.
Yeah.
I agree. I do too.
Yes. Because this has never been done before. And and of course we believed in it. Otherwise we wouldn't arrange something like this. But it, like, our expectations are like in the treetops, and it's everything just reached all the way up to the universe.
Yes.
Sort of.
Clearly.
Yeah. So we started Thursday night with a dinner.
Yes.
With all the guests and the speakers. And it was just like for LCU 17. It was like old family members finally meeting after a few years or something. Because everyone
was instant chatter.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is so typical for our events. The two we've had so far. But it's like people, they get together for with a common interest that is very important in their lives.
Yeah.
And you feel so relaxed, and you know what others are going through with their health and with the eating low carb in a restaurant, or just you know, it's like you have an insight in their lives already in some way.
I think it must be something like that. But just when we walked into that room, when everyone had already sat down and we were looking for the last kind of people, you just hear this like magnificent chatter from
goosebumps.
35 lovely, amazing keto ladies. I wanted to cry right there.
Yes.
We cried a lot this weekend, but that was the first time.
Yes, but very happy tears and tears of you get so, because people shared a lot of very personal stories in front of us all. So it was a very tight group, and we felt confidence in each other, and we felt safe. Yeah. So many people shared their stories that maybe not wasn't that common, nor very, very tough things.
Absolutely.
And we all just, oh my God, I'm amazed of everyone that came, all the guests and all the speakers, because the environment, it's so friendly.
Yeah, and it really created,
everybody's nice.
Yeah, it really created this beautiful like retreat feeling. Instead of a conference, it wasn't a conference at all. It was sort of just a gang of girls just meeting up and discussing their things and doing things together and experiencing things together, which made the bond really tight, I think.
Yeah, they really, really. So the same, it was NCU 17 was wonderful as well, because I really honestly hugged each and every guest leaving. Yeah. And it was the same. It was like same, but different.
Yeah.
Someone I met a wonderful lady on the flight home yesterday, and I told her about this, and she said, "Oh, there's something special. It's sisterhood."
Yeah.
And it might sound ridiculous, but it's something special when women meet alone.
It really is. And I'm just like you, like when people start talking about sisterhood and like blah, 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 I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But that's the only word I can use to describe it.
Yes. Yeah. And it was amazing. And every lecture was like awesome. And as Martina Johansson wrote in her blog post about this Kido Ladies event, she said that every lecture was built on science.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they surely were. These are women that really know what they are talking about, and they are science-based in their knowledge and opinions. Yeah. So very interesting.
And also the workshops they went deep.
They did.
Like all of the workshops went that couple of degrees deeper than the lecture. And it was dividing it up, the word awesome, to sit there and just experience how, you know, there is this one level which everyone can take in. And then when you go a level deeper, you're like, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I learned so much.
Yeah, me too.
And Jimena, that was talking about getting to know your cycle.
Yeah.
I'm a middle-aged woman, and things she told me, she told us all, was like, what the beep? Why haven't I heard about this before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to say, all of the speakers were incredible.
Yes.
But I have to say the most surprising, or actually there are three ones that stand out for me.
Yeah.
Surprise. That's Jimena.
Yes.
Because I've never seen her before.
We never heard of her before.
We've never heard of her before. So thank you for emailing
us. She contacted us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was amazing, Martina Johansson, because of what she shared. Oh my God, I'm still crying when I think about it.
Yeah.
And the depth that Bitten Jonsson took her talk about addiction to.
Yeah.
That it was. Those are my three, like, holy wow.
Yeah, and the others were holy wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
they were.
That's my point.
And all the topics just fitted into each other.
Yes.
At first you saw them like bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But at the end they had created a puzzle.
Yeah.
Where all the pieces just fit in. They were perfect together.
So we did a really good job with the scheduling.
We really did.
So high five to that.
High five. Ka-ching. And if we should look at all the other bits and pieces, we had workshops with Bettina Hering again.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
On the beach, the Suraya Soul dancing. Oh my.
And I sold it very well, because I told people in the morning when we had our little morning briefing, I said, well, people, you know, it's really awesome. It's really fun. And if nothing else, come and watch me make an ass out of myself on the beach, dancing like an idiot. And a lot of people came, but I think they had equally as fun as I did.
Yes, and they were exhausted.
Yes,
afterwards.
It was a good workout.
It was tougher this time than last time, yeah?
Yes, because she had changed up the beat. Whew, and also the sand was somehow deeper, because it hasn't been moved around so much by people between November and now. So the sand was actually, it was looser and deeper, and like sinking down. And I'm like, holy wow, I can't even feel my legs anymore.
And then the other Move Your Body workshop we had was with Pia Holmstedt Englund.
Yes.
She had Medi Yoga.
Yes.
And that was also super calming, relaxing, and
yeah, you really walked out of there in like such a relaxed buzz. It was like, it felt like 1,000 butterflies, but like very calm. It was very, yeah. It's very hard to describe.
Yeah. And her lecture was about life-giving breath.
Yeah.
And we sat there breathing with our tummies and expanding our chests and holding our breath. And they actually work.
They did.
Yeah, it was so...
What were your numbers? I went from 10 breaths a minute to 4.
I went to 2 because I am very... Yeah. I went, yeah, she had this exercise when we should count our breaths.
Yeah.
And and then we had this exercise with her, and then we should count our breaths again. And most people halved.
Yeah.
Decreased by half. So, yeah. But I am born a nose breather, as you should do. So maybe it's more simple for me. And I've been singing in a choir for many years as a young, and you learn to use your diaphragm.
Yes.
So maybe that's why. And I've got big lungs.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, yeah, that's why maybe. But it's really cool. Yeah. And it was a really nice lecture. And then we had wonderful Trudy Deakin. I like her.
Oh, she's such a sparkle.
Yes, she is a sparkle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she debunked the health myth that weight loss is depending on calorie intake.
Yeah.
She did that really well.
Yeah.
And wonderful Stephanie Dodier.
Yes.
And Sean, I do love her approach to her food philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't do eat what you should eat and nice and think of the nutrition. You don't have to, maybe one day you will eat a lot of veggies and the other day we will eat more protein and just look at it over a longer, don't stress.
Absolutely.
It
works beautifully for people without health condition.
Yes, it's another thing for like you.
But, of course, with diabetes. But yeah, no, I love that relaxed, like laid back approach. Yeah. And yeah. That sort of went, so Stephanie Dodier opened the conference and Sean Miner closed it.
Yes.
But they're sort of went hand in hand.
Yeah, but that's it. We got it all together.
Yeah.
A beautiful puzzle.
Yeah, because Stephanie talked a lot about mind-body connection and cravings and stuff like that and how sort of the stress factor can be a big factor in that cycle.
Absolutely. We need to mention Martina Slajerova, Keto Diet App as
yes.
well. Because this was her first lecture ever and she did so well.
She really nailed it.
Hooray to you, Martina.
Woohoo!
Well done. Yeah, it was. I was really impressed because I didn't know it was her first.
Yeah. No, neither did I until afterwards.
Yeah. And I was, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really, really. And Vanessa?
Yes. Tina?
Ketogenic girl.
Yes.
What a biohacker she is.
She's a biohacker and she is so much fun.
Yeah.
Like all the stories and her background and everything, it was incredible to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really impressed of her because I know what she's been up to because she's quite well known. But she really kicked me.
Yeah, and she also gave us the opportunity to have the Low Carb Universe talk show.
Yes.
Which was cool. We should definitely do that at some point.
That was really good, doing it like that.
Yeah.
And Franziska.
Oh, my God. I love Franziska so much.
Yeah. That lady, super awesome, talking about how to naturally stop your aging.
Yes. And she looks like she's 35.
Yeah. And she looks like she's doing what she's telling others to do.
Yes. She looks like she's 35. She might not be. But it was incredible, like all the tips and tricks and and things that you should think of. And, you know, it gave me a lot of things to consider for the future as well, or for right now. But
yeah, exactly.
Right now I'm too tired to make anything into practice. So. Yeah. Come on Monday, Francisca, on Monday I will do it.
Yeah, we'll start Monday.
Yes.
As with everything, we'll start Monday.
Yes.
But I'm waiting for the ice to break up here and break in Sweden. Then I will go out with my walking sticks.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how horrible that was for you yesterday, leaving this beautiful island when it was sunny and nice and warm, and then going back to ice. I have the same thing in front of me. Well, it probably won't be ice, but it's going to be really cold when I go home on Monday. But at least there won't...
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
Yeah. And we have sun in Sweden today. Sun,
good.
Blue sky, and snow. And yes. A lot of ice. But snow. Okay, it's spring. I thought I've told everyone before I left for Mallorca, I said, okay, make sure it's gone. When I get
home. Yeah, they did a really shitty job.
Yes, I will never
trust them with that task again.
So, but I think that was, and the food, as always.
Yeah, the food, they did really well again at Esplendido, although it was their opening weekend. So they didn't have much practice for this season and some new people around and stuff. So it was... yeah, we gave them a challenge, but they recovered well.
They surely did. So now we can flip over to that we're looking forward to the next
event. Yes. So now we've started the preparations with this beautiful event in mind, very closely in mind, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are preparing for the next amazing event that we're putting on. I'm going to stop calling them conferences because they are not.
No, that's not a conference.
They're events. They're life-changing events.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
No, that's, come to LCU 18 Life Changer.
Yes. Become a life changer at LCU 18.
Oh, one thing. I think we should mention, because there were a few ladies at the Keto Ladies that were totally new to this.
Yes. Oh, that was so much fun.
And some experts, but they all loved it.
Yeah.
So if you are curious on the ketogenic lifestyle, you can come to an event and learn a lot.
Exactly. You can use it as a kickstart.
Yeah.
For your new ketolicious lifestyle. So, Bitte, who's coming to LCU 18 then?
Oh,
you and me, clearly.
We are surely going to be there. And we got some people from 17 coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And for example, Tommy Runesson.
We have three returning speakers.
Yeah. And Daryl Edwards, because he's also awesome. And Dr. Andreas Enfeldt.
Doctor.
And then we have some other doctors. Anne Childers.
Yes.
Dr. Gary Fetke.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, have you heard about him? Yeah.
Oh, that's
a surprise. Yeah, I think I know. And we got a PhD, Ann Fanholm from Sweden.
Oh, and we also have, of course, yes, Ann, of course. That's awesome. I can't wait to hear her share all her knowledge about what she speaks about.
Yeah, sugar.
Yes,
She has declared war on sugar. She's a really fighter when it comes to this subject.
Yeah.
And then we got Erin Kay, PAC, working with Dr. Gerber.
Yes.
She's talking about the gut health. And Belinda Fetke is coming as well.
Yeah. And we have a very special guy that we sort of found during LCU 17. Dr. Ali.
Yes, Dr. Ali. Oh, what a guy.
From Oman, who is a fellow type 1 diabetic. Whoop, whoop. And an endocrinologist.
Yeah. And then we have Louise Villaseñor.
Si.
Goma, blah, blah, blah. No.
Goma, but
he knows everything that's needed, that you need to know about keto and training.
Yeah, weight training for sure.
Well, yeah, really, really. And then we got two speakers talking at the same time. Oh, no, only not at the same time, but having a lecture together. And that's Arjun Singh Panesar and Charlotte Summers from diabetes.co.uk.
Yes. And then also we have Maria Emmerich.
Yeah.
Joining us, keto cookbook queen, joining us from...
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say.
Joining us as well.
Yeah, and we still got some names on the list waiting.
Yeah, we have a good list waiting.
Yes, this is going to be just as awesome as all the other events.
Definitely.
For sure. So, tickets are out.
They are.
Yeah. So just go on to our website, www.lcu18.thelowcarbuniverse.com/book.
I'll link to it so that you can just...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's easier. So do we have anything more to add to this?
Just that Keto Ladies was... everything that I expected and so much more.
Oh, same here.
And I still haven't quite digested it all. So it's difficult talking about it, but some surprises, some awesomer surprises, and some really awesome surprises.
Yeah. Something really special. I will never forget this.
No, me neither.
As long as I live. And I feel very humble.
Yes.
Thinking of all the knowledge and all the experiences people have been going through and, mesmerized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I get a bit teary-eyed as soon as I think about it, so we should probably stop talking about it now.
Let's stop talking. No more talking now.
Okay.
So,
see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.